Harley Fry wasn't born in Lafayette, but he fell in love with the area almost at first sight.
I was coming from Indianapolis, going back to Minneapolis where I was living, and when I crossed the Wabash, the maple trees were in all their glory across the bank of the Wabash, and I said to myself, I'd love to live in a town like this.
And so he did. Fry, who was a physician, eventually took a job in Lafayette and has lived there since 1950. To this day, he still beams from ear to ear when talking about his hometown. In fact, Fry represents a majority of people his age who live in the area. They like living in Greater Lafayette. They like the atmosphere, from the fountains throughout town to the sounds of the train going under the John T. Myers Bridge to the various community events. It's easy for those like Fry to love the community, but not everyone shares the same enthusiasm.
We are last in the Big Ten as a Purdue campus as far as retails, bars, restaurants, shops, and everything like that. Just general retail within a certain mile radius of the downtown campus area.
That's Bobby Egan. He's the Executive Director of Government Relations for Purdue Student Government. He and Meg Murdian are two students who contributed to developing ideas for a new plan to improve the area's quality of life.
What is the next big thing that could help Purdue students out and improve the quality of life?
We talked about bringing a grocery store closer. We talked about bringing more international things for international students might be interested in, more into campus, like the drugstore, bringing that into campus. And, you know, we have those really eclectic stores, like bringing more of those, like making it our downtown kind of a really special place.
Greater Lafayette Commerce hired Next Generation Consulting to work on the Community of Choice Plan. Company founder Rebecca Ryan, her staff, and 2,000 community residents, including Egan and Murdian, collaborated on ideas. Tuesday, Ryan unveiled the final plan.
What we did was we looked at all the things that we felt would really help take the community from good to great, and they ended up falling into eight categories, so it wasn't eight by design. It was a little hard to hear at first because we thought, come on, we're trying to, you know, give you something that's going to be well absorbed by the community, but that's not what the community wanted. The community wanted straight talk, the truth, and a plan to move forward, so we tried to deliver on all three of those things.
Some of the strategies include improving bicycle access, development along the pedestrian bridge, attracting new industries to the area, and efforts to encourage diversity. The goal is to attract and retain young professionals. According to Next Generation's findings, half of people under the age of 40 who live in the area plan on relocating within the next 4 years. If that happens, the estimated loss is $13 million. And Community of Choice co-chair Mike Piggott says those types of figures garner attention throughout the community.
This plan has tremendous support from the people who I would call the movers and shakers of the community, the government leaders and the business leaders. They're the ones who funded it. They're excited. And if you can get it from the top, and we're talking about things that happen that reverberate through the whole community, but we know in this case that the leadership is for it, and leadership wants to see these things happen. My guess is they're going to happen.
And if they do, that may help keep those like 31-year-old Mamadou Cham around. Cham is a graduate student at Purdue. He came to West Lafayette from Malawi in West Africa to study information technology. Cham says he enjoys living in the area but expects to leave after he graduates. He says the community needs more places to establish more personal connections.
I think this place is too small to hang out over here because we have more people. And if there are more people, people will interact together. I mean, if they hang out together, if they go to the park, I mean, they can know each other, then they can be more communicated.
And Ryan says that type of communication often breeds growth.
These plans usually aren't just one organization's responsibility. They're many people's responsibility. And so if there are high levels of trust between these organizations, a lot can get done really quickly. And I'm optimistic because this is a community that is small enough where people know each other, but it's big enough where there are real resources to get some things done.
A committee of about 25 people is set up to help initiate efforts to achieve the plan's goals. The members come from various parts of the community. Ryan believes if they are successful, the younger generation has a chance to develop the same love for Greater Lafayette as Harley Fry did 60 years ago. Sam Clement, WBAA News.